Hello and happy Monday, everybody. It's a beautiful day. Well, I don't know, this isn't live, but it's definitely a day. So any day you're alive is a good day, unless you're in extreme pain or depressed. So if you're either of those things, take your medicine, pop a pill. I'm not a doctor. Don't take my advice. Go to the appropriate medical centers and seek a professional advice. Hello and welcome to the Very Small Podcast. My name is Stuart Lambert and I'll be releasing one of these very small podcasts every Monday morning. Monday traditionally known as Friday's Ugly Sister, Tuesday's Bigger Brother, and Saturday's Fourth Cousin. Monday gets its name from the Anglo-Saxon word meaning Mondandiag, which translates to the Moon's Day. The second day of the week in Nordic cultures was devoted to worshipping the goddess of the moon. Girls born on Mondays were given the name Mona in ancient Britain. It was the old English word for moon, so thank you, Google, for that one. The song Moon Lisa, or Mona Lisa, made famous by the one and only Nat King of Cole, a musical treat passed down to me by my ever-loving father. Didn't get too much of a musical influence off my parents, but this was one of them. We'd often listen to the best of Nat King Cole on loop, on cassette, of course, on one of our many, many long trips. I don't know if this was a thing with you, but as a child, as a treat, we would often be subjected to a spin, which was always portrayed as a fun thing. Our dad would offer to take us on a spin, which is essentially just a drive, a long drive to nowhere. Stopping at no place. That was entertainment in the 80s. Sitting in a cramped car with your siblings for hours, driving nowhere, just looking out the window, watching the road pass. Or you could look at your feet or knees. So there was options. Usually the best part of a spin was when it ended, and you could get out and stretch. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my father for giving me the tools to appreciate a good stretch. Other forms of children's entertainment in the 80s included eating E-numbers and sitting in a chair. Great days. So this is the Very Small Podcast. It's a full show fit into a small amount of time. We're going to aim for 5 to 10 minutes every week so you can listen to it easily on your way somewhere or if you're just lying down. So news. So let's start off with some nice news. Something to get us off on the right foot for the week. This is some Scottish news. A 90-year-old Scottish woman has proved that she's not past her prime by setting out to climb a mountain. Yes, a mountain. On her stairs. Pensioner Margaret Payne, let's hope she's not in any, plans to climb her stairs 282 times to reach her target of 2,398 feet, which is the height of Sullivan Mountain in Scotland. She's already raised 250,000 Scottish pounds for the NHS and her local hospice, despite having a target of just 10,000 pounds. Fair play to you, Margaret. Let's all hope and pray that she doesn't slip and kill herself. That's a new thing, mountain climbing on your stairs. There was that old man who did the marathon there a while ago, walking back and forth in his garden. He raised an insane amount of money, over $1 million. I always wanted to do a marathon, but when you think about it, all the steps you've taken in your life, you've probably completed dozens of marathons, so there's no real point in doing one. So in other news, there's a recent survey carried out with over 100 notorious gangsters and crime lords within the UK, Ireland and America, and it's been revealed that 65% say the reason that they got into a life of crime in the first place was after watching the children's musical gangster film, Bugsy Malone. The film, set in Prohibition days starring a 12-year-old Jodie Foster, follows the all-singing, all-dancing gang lord, Fat Sam, as he battles his rival, Dandy Dan, who tries to take control of the lucrative speakeasy. In the survey, one of the mobster was quoted as saying, "The reason I kill and the reason I will continue to kill is because of that expletive film." That expletive film got me hooked on crime because of the glamour. He went on to say, expletive that film. Expletive that mother expletive film. Expletive, expletive, expletive. Okay, so how would you like to win a 10 euro voucher for Golden Discs? Competition time this week is Guess the Sound. If you're the first person to guess the sound correctly, we'll send you out the 10 euro voucher, put a little in extra yourself, and you'll be able to buy a CD or DVD if you have the player. Okay, so the sound is all lined up. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Did you get it? No? Okay, here it is again.
China!
Okay, well, that's it for today. Share, like, subscribe, whatever you can do, and see you next week. Bye!
China, 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 you take China.
China.
China. I love them. China, 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 China. I have to have my China.